Hawaii is just minutes away from a possible tsunami after the 8.9 earthquake that hit Japan.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The largest earthquake to hit Japan in 140 years hit at 2:46 p.m. local time today. That was just after midnight New York time. A powerful tsunami quickly followed, causing major devastation in the city of Sendai, north of Tokyo, home to about a million people. Tsunami warnings have been issued for Hawaii with a possible impact just after the top of the hour and for the entire U.S. West Coast later this morning. We'll go live to our reporter in Honolulu in just a moment, and later we'll hear about the economic effects across the world. But first, let's bring in our Asia Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz in Shanghai for the latest. Rob, what can you tell us?
Well, many people are still missing, and a ship with 100 people aboard was swept away by the tsunami. Japanese air carriers have canceled hundreds of flights in and out of the country, so that means 35,000 passengers are stuck. Officials have shut down Narita, Japan's largest airport, and as far as damage goes, there are reports that at least 80 fires have been triggered by the quake and tsunami. One big one at an oil refinery north of Tokyo has been burning for hours.
And Rob, I saw that a state of emergency was declared at a nuclear power plant in Japan, although no radiation leaks are being detected so far. How is the country's infrastructure holding up?
Well, Japan has built its infrastructure with earthquakes in mind, so the hidden story here might be how bad it could have been. But this was simply an historic earthquake. You mentioned the nuclear plants. I mean, the government has shut down four nuclear power plants in the area hit by the quake. Authorities have issued emergencies at two of them, and one of those plants was on fire, and residents have been told to stay indoors in case of a radiation leak. Hmm. The other thing to keep in mind is the economic impact of shutting these plants down. Japan's economy really depends on nuclear energy. It makes up a third of the country's power supply. I spoke with economist David Cohen about this today.
That could be a risk of putting out of commission, you know, some of their power generating capacity. That could hamper the rest of economic activity.
But at this stage, the economy is secondary to the human toll that we still don't even know.
Marketplace's Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Now let's get to Hawaii, which is under a tsunami warning with a potential impact just minutes from now. Marketplace's Adrian Hill is in Honolulu, and she joins us now live. Adrian, bring us up to date on what's happening there.
Well, I'm in a hotel in Waikiki, right on the ocean, on the island of Oahu. And again, as you said, we're just minutes away from sort of expecting this possible tsunami strike. The hotel that I'm in has evacuated the guests that were below the sixth floor to higher floors. Other hotels did send people across streets to different places. We're expecting the hit again any minute. We've had sirens every hour. Police were going up and down the street on megaphones telling visitors to get to their rooms, and even that has stopped. I think we're that close to this right now.
And Adrian, obviously the people who live in Hawaii may have experienced tsunami warning sirens before, but the tourists who are the industry where you are in Waikiki must not be used to this at all.
No, I think people are a little nervous. They don't quite know what to make of what's going on. I think some people are very fearful. Some people, you know, are a little excited. Not really sure. It looks like the streets are empty right now, so at least they've gotten the word to get up off the streets to higher, safer places.
Marketplace's Adrian Hill in Honolulu, which is expecting a possible tsunami impact just 10 minutes from now or so. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And let's check the global market reaction. Stocks are down across Asia and Europe as well this morning. Risk aversion will be the phrase of the day today on Wall Street. And on Wall Street yesterday, it was a rough trading day. The Dow fell 228 points to close at 11,984.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. By MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. And by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com.
Well, oil prices have fallen to around $101 a barrel in overseas trading after this morning's earthquake and tsunami in Japan. Let's get more on the economic impact in Asia from the BBC's Ben Richardson. He's with us now from Singapore. Hi, Ben.
Hello, Jeremy.
So tell us what's going on with the companies that have been affected by this earthquake and tsunami in Japan.
Well, it's still very early, but a lot of them are taking measures. We spoke to Toyota, which is the world's biggest car maker. Now, they said that they've put together a task force that is looking at the situation at their various plants. They're evacuating employees from various plants. They're also checking in with their suppliers. And we spoke to Sony, the electronics maker.
Right.
And they've got six factories in the Northeast, which make semiconductors. They're also checking out what it is at the moment. They say that they produce lasers there, and all the employees have been safely evacuated. And we spoke to a Singaporean shipping company, which ships into, not into the main port in the north, but into Yokohama, one of the biggest ports in Japan. And they said that there's been a loss of power there at their terminal. And obviously ships are backing up out at sea. So this is going to have an impact there as well. It's going to take longer for them to get their goods in and offloaded.
And obviously the main focus right now is the human impact of this disaster. But there's an economic impact as well. Tell us about the economic effects that are going on right now across Asia.
Yeah, I mean, markets are what they are. While the rest of us are sort of watching slack-jawed at what's happening, markets are reacting. And there was a very quick sell-off in the yen and the stock markets out of Japan. The futures for the Japanese market at the moment are down, or have been as low as about 5% off. So it does look as if the stock markets across the globe are going to be affected by this. People are very worried, really, about the economic situation within Japan. The economy was had slowed and had contracted by more than many people expected. And though things were looking up in the second half of this year, the real question is how Japan is going to manage to rebuild, especially when it's got one of the highest debt levels in the industrialized world.
The BBC's Ben Richardson in Singapore. Thanks, Ben.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
And Marketplace will have the latest on this disaster's impact around the world as the morning continues, and later today on Marketplace with Kai Rizdal, also on our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Covering the economy is a 24/7, 365 kind of thing. So every Friday, we get a little help from our friends.
We were sinking fast, and we had no idea whether the world was coming to an end or not.
Oil goes high enough, people stop driving, they stop buying cars, they stop going out to eat.
There are bumps in the road, but consumers are starting to feel better.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the Weekly Wrap, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.